Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the DC Comics Week. Yes, this week we're doing tons of podcasts leading up to, of course, Batman vs. Superman. Welcome to the Gotham Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we will be talking about Episode 15, Season 2 of Gotham, Mad Grey Dawn. And also we'll be talking about the upcoming Batman vs. Superman, as it's very interconnected with our show. Just by name, of course, Gotham, as there's no shared universe with the cinematic and TV universe. It's going to be interesting to see now a different Gotham perspective of the famous city that houses the Dark Knight. I'm really excited to see a new Gotham. Okay, we got a dose of what TV can do. Now, what does the movies do? Oh my gosh, can you imagine the expansion of Gotham and Arkham? And oh wow, I could just, you know, it's just so crazy right now, the energy. Also, really good buzz right now. There's a lot of good buzz on the premiere was last night of Batman versus Superman. It was on March 20th. So really good buzz. A lot of people are saying it's a hit. It's definitely going to crush the Avengers. It's not, you know, the stuff that we saw in the trailer has, it's really cut cleverly. So you think you know what the story is all about when it's totally different. So a lot of stuff like that we'll be talking tonight. But definitely we will be recapping Gotham on this week's podcast. So our number is 347-637-3821. Again, our number is 347-637-3821. We have a caller here from area code 239. Who is this?
Your favorite caller, always your first caller, fanboy, DC fan too, who is so excited for Batman v Superman this week. Wore my Man of Steel shirt today. Matt
Very
from
cool.
Florida, what's up?
How's it going, Matt?
Very excited for Batman v Superman this week, like you can't imagine.
I know.
Had to go to
tell the audience who's listening right now. Tell them when are you gonna go see Batman versus Superman? Let them know.
Fucking Thursday night, fucking Friday night, Saturday, Sunday with my mom on Easter.
Bam! Four times in a row.
Yeah, and on Monday probably.
That's
too.
Great.
If I still have the money.
That's great.
That's
great. Make sure your
money.
Mom. Make sure the day you take your mom, make sure she buys you the
my
you
mom's
the popcorn
taking me actually. My
oh,
mom's
good.
Actually taking me to see it.
All right. Make sure you have extra butter on that popcorn.
I hope so. Well, she doesn't like butter, or we may not even get popcorn at all because we're having a big Easter lunch at Leroy Salmon's.
I see. Okay. So yes,
yeah.
Gotham. It aired tonight. We're doing a really early podcast recap. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We got to see the Penguin's dad. How cool was that?
Was that Pee Wee Herman?
Yep.
It was him? Oh, wow.
Yes, it was. It was him,
that
yeah.
Was
the one and only Pee Wee Herman, played by Paul Rubens.
He was good.
Yeah, and I don't know if you recall Batman Returns, Matt, but he also played the Penguin's father in that movie.
Oh, right. Danny DeVito played the Penguin in Batman Returns.
Uh-huh.
And then
he was the father. Remember the father and the mom threw him in the sewer?
Yeah, that's the opening of Batman Returns. And then you see
that's the
baby
same guy.
Cradle. Oh, wow.
Yeah, if you go back to that, he's playing Cobblepot's dad once again.
And I almost thought that part when Cobblepot was drinking that wine that they all poisoned him. And now, dum dum dum, Barbara's awake.
I know. I'm like,
this
really?
Coming back.
I mean, I know. You knew from the previous episode, a couple episodes ago, when we saw Barbara just sleeping in her induced coma. Yeah, she's now.
Leslie is not in danger from her. At least Leslie is not in danger when Jim was behind bars.
Yeah.
I mean, damn.
How do you think she's going to react when she finds out that Jim Gordon has a baby?
She's going to go insane. Completely
again.
Insane. Again.
Do you think she'll go
so
back to
crazy.
the female Joker now that she's awake?
She'll be like the Harley Quinn, because when she woke up, the nurse goes, "Go get Professor Strange." And I said to myself, "Oh God, all hell's going to break loose. Not again." And things are just going to get crazy on Gotham with Barbara back. And now the
that would be a good
Jim
twist
Gordon.
If she turns out to be Harley Quinn.
Yeah, that would be a good twist if Barbara sets up to be Harley Quinn. And Bruce got, man, he got the shit beat up on him. Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Did you notice that
he had like a growth spurt? He's like so tall now.
Yep. Both
yes, but describe Matt, how brutal those scenes were of young Bruce Wayne.
Those were very intense. Even though he heard Alfred's voices in his head trying to fight back, I mean, I felt bad for Bruce that he couldn't even fight back at those guys. And it was just so brutal at those scenes where when those mean men were beating on Bruce and you saw all that blood coming out at him. It was just crazy. I mean, but still great scenes, though, in tonight's Gotham when you see Bruce and Selina at that house and these guys are just brutally attacking on them. It's just crazy in what Gotham is going right now. I did enjoy the Bruce Wayne scenes. Those were cool.
All right, cool. Thanks, Matt. So let me read you the quick synopsis of the episode. Gordon and Bullock investigate a trail of clues left in the museum robbery, which, unbeknownst to them, were left by Enigma, a dangerous game of cat and mouse. That's kind of cool how we're getting now a glimpse of the Riddler, right? Right, Matt?
Yes. Yeah, he's so set up, Jim Gordon. And now Jim is locked up. I mean, boy.
I mean,
what
the hell is going on here? How many times will Jim Gordon get locked up? Let's ask this new caller from
air
code 469. Caller, how many times will Jim Gordon get locked up this season?
I think I'm going to say more of that. So, you know, he's trying to do risky. You know, he's risking his career, actually. So, I don't know. How did he get locked up? Who locked him up?
I don't know. I said another good five. What about you, man? How many more times is he going to get arrested?
Like, probably a good 10 times, because we got a few more seasons to go.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, yeah.
Because this was based also
on
the
whole
series
of
Galavan. And plus, one thing that
Chris, we should do a drinking game. Every time Jim Gordon gets arrested, we take a shot.
Yeah, I'm down.
He's down. All right, cool. Okay, so Chris, welcome to the show. Did you watch Mad Grey Dawn?
No, I did not. I was just about to watch. I didn't know we had a podcast. And so I was just about to sit down and watch
Gotham. Pretty cool. We're doing a whole bunch this week.
So,
yeah, we're doing a whole bunch. Tomorrow podcast, we're doing The Flash, because you know there is a new episode.
Oh, yeah.
And then right after that, we're doing Matt, I don't know if you're free. I didn't run this by you, but if you're free after that one, we could do Marvel Film Talk.
Oh, sure. Yeah, because I'm off this week. Sure.
Cool. And then right after that, we're doing DC Films Talk, and then after that, we do Smallville Talk, our return to Smallville Talk.
So that's finally.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Okay, wow. Cool podcast this week.
And that'll
awesome.
Be our 200th. Yeah, that'll be our 200th episode of Smallville Talk tomorrow. So I'll make sure to make a buzz, or as Chris likes to say, tweet the shit out of that.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely tweet. You're going to see it on all my channels. Smallville Talk returns tomorrow. So you'll see on all the talk Twitter accounts out there. All right.
And then are
yeah.
we going to
so
do
now,
a
Chris,
podcast like – I'm walking into the movie, like I'm going to see it.
Yeah,
yeah,
we can do a remote Thursday. Yeah, we can do a remote Thursday.
Like at 4:30, 5, like an hour long in line. But
we could totally do that.
Probably somebody with me, though, maybe, right next to me. But
and also, I'm thinking of doing a, I don't know if you guys are free, but I'm thinking of doing another Man of Steel podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Commentary. It's kind of like we all watch the movie at the same time, but we get to talk about it. So I'm thinking of doing that maybe Thursday morning. Thursday morning we could do that. And that way at least Man of Steel can be fresh in our minds as we walk in to go see Batman.
I have it all
Superman.
Planned in my mind that I was going to watch Man of Steel Thursday morning before I go
perfect.
See Batman v Superman.
There you go. Hey,
I had it all
you'll have another person watching it with you.
Sweet.
What about you, Chris? Are you in?
I kind of want to against. I want to go against that.
Why?
I don't know.
Time a fan has says don't do that. Why?
I know, but I don't know. I mean, we kind of did that already. There's no point of doing
that.
That
was fun.
But it's fun. Oh, my gosh.
No,
you know we're going to do that. You know we're going to do that when Wonder Woman comes out.
Well, I mean, I don't.
What time?
I think it's
Jesus,
okay
what time?
I'll tell
that.
You tomorrow, Matt. I'll tell you tomorrow. All right, back to Gotham. Let's go. Let's just finish this and then talk about Batman and Superman, because I know you guys are dying to talk about
Batman. Oh, yeah, I'm down on that.
All right, cool. So let's see. Meanwhile, Gordon's past comes back to haunt him with an anonymous person threatens to expose his hand in Gallivan's murder. Dun, dun, dun. Also, Penguin's visit to some old friends lead him to meet his father, Elijah Vandal, who is guest starred by Paul Rubens, and Bruce practices his street smarts. So there you go. And in a nutshell, Bruce is definitely not ready, right, Matt?
No, he's not ready yet, but I did like the scene at the end where he felt alive again, and he felt like some inner darkness in him. And he's about to make his vow to his parents that
he's changing so much.
Become, yeah, it's almost like the rise of the Batman in there, but deep inside him, he's becoming
into the
Batman.
I love what they're doing with him.
Right there. Even though they can't actually say the Batman right there.
I know. That's
so cool.
That's the one thing they cannot say.
No. But do you think they're going to keep showing Bruce and Selina? Because I don't like seeing Bruce and Selina together.
Yeah, it's
Bruce
too early.
To
I'm still not
fast.
A fan of that. What about you, Chris? Are you still a fan of Selina being in the picture this early on?
Well, I think he is going to go away in a little bit. Once they send Bruce away, you know, to go to some training, whatever, and they're going to go separate ways, and nothing is he's going to do that too, you know? Kind of like, hey, go do this, be who you are meant to become and everything, so, and I'm going to go be who I'm supposed to become and everything, so I think that's when they're going to separate them, and we're not going to see them again until, you know, Batman.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right. All right, cool. Okay, so let's talk about Batman versus Superman. Now that this is a DC week, all access. I better not say all access because I'm, you know.
Ooh,
we're not
they have a podcast on that. You better not say that, AJ.
Okay. I did, and I took it back. All right, so a lot of buzz. I don't know if you guys have been reading. The Batman vs. Superman premiere was last night in New York City. A lot of people tweeting today, and very respectful. A lot of the tweets I saw were very general, didn't give you any spoilers, which is awesome, but very positive. And it's really good to hear that. Finally, you know, after Man of Steel, remember how so many people were just pooping on it.
Going crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one of us is in the theater right now watching the movie.
Yes. Do you want to say who is watching it right now as we speak?
You say it.
It is our very own Speed Force Frank, who is right now with his wife watching the Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice screening that they had for early fans that went to go see the IMAX trailer back in the summertime. Now they get to enjoy watching it a few days earlier than us, the premiere.
Right.
Yeah,
I am jealous.
So there you go.
I'm also
you
happy.
Are?
Yeah,
I'm happy for him because he really...
I'm having fun.
He really went out there to go...
Yeah.
Because who goes to a movie theater to watch a trailer?
Yeah, right. He could not
okay, so some of the tweets...
That.
Let me read you guys the tweets that I read. Tom Nolan says, "So lucky to have been at the BVS premiere last night, and I still can't believe how amazing it was. Not good, not great... amazing." And that was one of his tweets. Ben Kahn tweeted, "Lots to process and think about, but overall, BVS is an excellent movie." And then another person by the name of Miriam says, "Still not over the BVS premiere. Still so giddy. I'm totally going to see this again and again." So, yeah, how do you guys feel that people are really enjoying the movie?
I'm happy. I mean, I know that, I mean, either way, it doesn't matter what they feel. To me, it's just like, I'm going to go. I've been waiting for this since I was born. And I'm finally
We've
going
We've been waiting
to
for
it.
So long.
Nobody's going to take anything away from this. So,
no.
Let
me read you some more
day.
Tweets. Yeah, let me read you some more tweets, Chris. Kendall B. states, "So Ben Affleck is my new favorite Batman now." And then also tweeted, he also tweeted, "Might be the best superhero movie ever in my book." And then another person tweeted, I would just like to say that the only time the entire audience cheered was for Wonder Woman. So how cool is that, that the entire audience... here's another one. "Batman vs. Superman premiere standing ovation after a gut-wrenching emotional cliffhanger. Best superhero action ever. Best superhero film in at least 5 years." How about that?
Wow.
That's good.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I could just go on and on. Here's another one. Here's one. Carl Cunningham tweeted, "Also, naysayers, Zack Snyder plus Chris Terrio equals win. You won a race. Well, DC may have just caught up with just one movie."
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Wow.
One movie
Holy
could
shit.
Crush the Marvel Universe.
Am
How
I back,
epic
Keithy?
Is that?
I'm back, right?
Yeah, you're back. You're back.
I'm sorry I got... cut off there. My head turned off the phone. Wow, hearing those tweets, I read them earlier. It's like Thursday night can't come get quicker here enough. I can't wait. I mean, God, I want it here.
Okay,
so
and we
bad.
Know Miss Grace Randolph. Remember her? She really trashed Man of Steel. She has a stupid YouTube channel, but here's her tweet. "Just saw Batman vs. Superman. Can't say anything until Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But I can say something about the tickets. Buy them." And then she puts a lot of exclamation points.
Nice.
You know what?
Yes. Okay.
I'll end one more tweet,
and then we'll start talking about it. Batman versus Superman made me cry real tears. That is all.
Oh,
hashtag
God.
Batman versus Superman. How cool is that? Like, I've been hearing that the ending, that there's some like really gut wrenching ending, and the you know people are just crying.
Really?
I saw a
new TV spot, and it looks like Lois Lane might die.
Can you imagine?
If
they kill off Lois Lane?
Superman holds her new TV spot I saw during Gotham tonight, and it looks like she's dead during the fight scene between her and Superman and Batman.
All right. Well, let's just announce this Matt is just speculating. There's no hardcore.
I'm just speculating. I'm thinking.
Yeah, just speculating. Yeah. That's fine.
I'm just super excited.
Oh, we all are. Yes.
I actually do not want to know anything. Like,
okay.
Yeah, at this point, it's only for, you know, a few days away, a couple of days away. And
two more days.
I don't care.
Yeah,
I just want to be able to see it myself.
We're almost
there. I know. Isn't it be exciting, like, when the lights go down? Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
I'm going to have to wear a diaper.
Like, after all the previews. Like, after all the previews.
I'm like, just fast forward the previews. I mean, come on.
Yes.
We waited this long.
I waited so long for this, and fast forward through all the previews. I mean, wait through the dumb first look, and just get it going already. I mean, come on.
The movie.
Just the damn movie. Could get it going.
Yes. What were you saying, Chris?
I think Francesca's going to cry. No, I say it's still the preview after the movie.
Yeah.
I know. You got to text him to call in.
Show the Justice League.
I did. So He said he's going to call me.
Keep your eye on him.
So I wonder if he's going to call me directly or he's going to call into the
podcast. If he calls you, just patch him in.
Joe from Krypton
says
he's going to see it tomorrow, right?
Joe from Krypton? I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from him.
Text.
All right. GamesRadarPlus.com says Marvel better watch out, as was their headline of their article. A lot of people are now doubting what we've been watching from Marvel is not a true comic book movie, that this will set the bar once again for that genre. How do you feel about that, Matt, that DC is now setting the bar for the next generation comic book movies?
You don't fucking believe it, how excited I am for this movie. I mean, Marvel is going to lose its edge over this.
Yeah,
it's going to look cartoony. It is. This is going to be playing a lot longer than Captain America. I know Captain America isn't not till May 6th, but come on. Batman v Superman opens finally, March 24th at 6 p.m. for me. And it's going to be open nonstop all of April. And Captain America opens May 6th, right? It's going to keep on showing a lot. And how long do you think it'll take forever for the R-rated version on the Blu-ray?
I don't know. Have they announced it? I don't think they've announced it yet.
But still, I wonder, after being in the theater for a long while, I wonder
how long.
Well,
remember last year? It came out around, like, November.
Yeah,
like
that was a pain to wait.
Too.
That was a very pain wait for Man of Steel on Blu-ray.
It was horrible.
That was such a pain.
All right, what about you, Chris? How do you feel about that?
I feel like other two comic books on comic reader, they would know that DC is the only thing that set the bar, you know, and I love Marvel. I like them too. I like their movies and everything. But DC, they go deep, you know what I mean? And I don't know how I feel. I'm happy.
You gave up on your own speech.
I did.
You're like, I don't know.
Okay, you
definitely had good points, man. Seriously, when you even do like a And I highly recommend you do this for you listeners and also for you guys on the phone. Pull up both trailers on your computer at the same time, and just looking at it cinematically,
I've done it a billion
has
times
the
already.
Look, you know, because if you look at Captain America's footage, it looks like an episode from The Shield.
Yeah, because I still
you
watch
know what I mean?
The Shield.
It just doesn't feel like a movie when you compare it to Batman versus Superman, because it's like so cinematic.
I know. I can't wait for the scene where, like, I was watching all the trailers and TV spots last night on my tablet, and oh my God! I mean, like, I was screaming. I was getting so pumped. I mean, gosh, I was like telling myself, 3 fucking days away. I mean, oh my God.
Matt, are you going to cry if there's a sad scene?
Pretty much. If there's a sad scene, I mean, I'm going to cry probably.
I think if I'm just going to cry.
And that's fine. Crying is good. Crying is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to you, Chris. When are you going to see it?
I'm going to see it tonight, 6 p.m.
Thursday night at
6 p.m? Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Which means is I'm going
to
see
it. Well, you have to call us from the line because we're going to have a day show on Thursday. Pretty much all day we're going to have a podcast.
Cool.
Okay.
I'm gonna see it before you, because I think it's my timeline.
I know my timeline.
No, Matt gets to see it first. Don't you, Matt?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm going.
Yeah,
to
he's
AMC
2 hours ahead of you.
Okay, so you're gonna be 1 hour in when I'm already.
Yeah, I'm going down to AMC and seeing it at 6.
And then when you go to the movie theater, I'll be finished up my podcast, and then I'll be going. I'm the last one to go.
But, hey, why don't we do a podcast after?
After we all
see
it?
Well, you will have to wait. Yeah. It will be so late because I'm going at 10 o'clock. So by the time I get out, it'll be like midnight.
And then I got to...
And then...
Yeah,
why 10?
And then what time... What time would it be at your place if it's midnight here? 2?
2.
Yeah, you're not going to be awake. Come on. Think about it.
Yeah,
why
I'll
are
be
you
awake
going
early.
Okay, why
I think
are
I've got to wake up
time?
Early the next day.
Huh?
Why
I'm only off till after Thursday.
Why are you going at 10?
Wait, what, Chris?
Why are you going at 10 o'clock?
Oh, that's the time I like to go.
No.
If
you're
only
gonna,
we
no,
were all seeing
that.
It together.
I could have got a 6
o'clock. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're going to get up that one. That way when you get
I picked the 10 o'clock. No, I already have my ticket. Get out of here. I'm not.
No, I know, but I'm saying you could have bought it.
All right. Thank you for calling in, guys. Chris from Gandor, give us a shout-out as we wrap up the show.
Hey, we are 3 days away from BBS. I cannot wait. Call in. We're going to have a podcast the next day. We can talk about the movie and what you thought about it and everything. No spoilers. No spoilers.
All right.
Still,
thank you, Chris. What about you, man?
Spoilers.
Give us a shout-out.
Gotham was amazing tonight. Can't wait for BBS. It's going to be so amazing. I am so pumped. So pumped. Just 2 more days away.
Yes, thank you guys so much for downloading Gotham Talk. Really appreciate it. Coming up next, we're doing Supergirl Talk. So if you're a fan of Supergirl, join us over there. Have a good night.
Well, that's about to talk about Gotham.